Today's daf in Masechet Shviyot Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Pei Beit, and we're holding really right on the top of the daf, and we're continuing on the issue that was raised in the Mishnah originally, and the way that it was raised, we lost Kavi. I think I might have messed things up by trying to pin Gavi. Okay, if I did, please get back on. Anyway, so we were talking about the case in the Mishnah in which Beis Din changed the day of Rosh Hashanah. Dafka, after the butcher had shechted on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and had given out the meat, and then people had also ordered some mustard or something, and he gave that to them, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would mean that you converted the original debt on your credit account, you converted it into a loan automatically, and because of that, if Beis Din now determines that that first day of Rosh Hashanah was actually the last day of Elul and not the first day of Tishrei, that's a disaster. Because then what happened is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the debt was converted into this loan on the last day of Shemitah. And now Shemitah is going to cancel it. That's what we were speaking about. Originally, we spoke about it in terms of the Machlokas as to whether is it really possible for a Chodesh Elul to end up with an extra day. And we were talking about what Rav says, that that never happens. That's how we brought it up. But meanwhile, once we bring up that halacha, so we want to continue to go into the dinim about the Eidus HaChodesh, and therefore we bring a braita. And the braita says, Kichu kodem lizman ha'acher iburoi bayom echad. You might think that it would still be mikudash. So remember, we have this very interesting halacha. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim. So we learn out from the words Ashitikru'u Otam, spelled without a vav, and therefore it's Ashitikru'u Atem, that anything that you define is what I consider to be my moye. So that HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem ends up meaning it's in your hands completely. And therefore, if you make a mistake, it's still HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem. Now, you might think that making a mistake would mean even making Rosh Chodesh on the 29th day of the previous month, or making Rosh Chodesh on the 32nd day from the beginning of the previous month. No, says the Gemara, says the price actually. You might think that if you went ahead and you put it on the day after the Ibur, the day after the Ibur would be the day that would be Ro'ui to be Rosh Chodesh. In the event that it was a 30-day month. Okay, so that means the 30th day is considered to be the Yom HaIbur. But what if you delayed it by an extra day, and you made Rosh Chodesh not on the 31st day, but on the second day? Or you did it before the time, and you made Rosh Chodesh not on the 30th day, but on the 29th day? You might think that even that is included in HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Talmud Lomar, Ash Iluk. The bottom line is, how do you pronounce that word? Asher Tikru Atem is Asher Tigru Otam, and then it says, for no reason, it repeats it, Elohim Moadai. So what does that mean, Elohim Moadai? That only in the event that they are within that time are they on my Moed. It has to be within the Moed. Lifnei Zmano. But if it's too early, that it couldn't possibly have been a new month, because the month is a minimum of 29 and a half days. And we say that that 29 and a half days means that we can alter, therefore, since we only use the entire day as the day. So you're going to be able to get 29 half days by having 1 month only 29 days and 1 month 30 days. But you certainly cannot have a month 28 days and make the 29th day the Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, it's not chal. What do I mean, says the Gemara? Lifnei zmano means I bake Rosh Chodesh on day 29. Liachri Buro means I make Rosh Chodesh on day 32. So 32 is too late. Uminayin continues the brisa now. Actually, it's a different brisa, but says the brisa. Uminayin shema abrim et hashana. How do you know that when it comes to Ibur Shana, you do not have to respond specifically to an immediate astronomical phenomena, and that the din of the extra month, because it's a long-term phenomena to keep the solar and lunar years in enough of a connection so that Pesach will come out during the Aviv. So how do we know that I'm allowed, as long as I don't destroy that, I'm allowed to make the month and put in an extra month, make the year longer for just logistic reasons. Here I am in Besen, and I got a message that the people who live far away, in those days, even people from Lakewood used to come in to do Kiddush HaKodesh. That took quite some time, Korban Pesach. So that took quite some time. So if I hear that they left and they haven't come in yet, meaning they've left and they're not at the Nahar Prat yet, so there's no way that they would be able to arrive on time to do on the 14th their Korban Pesach. So therefore, it says in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this to be the Moadim for Bnei Yisrael specifically. So it says, Taber al Bnei Yisrael, Moadei Hashem, Hashet Tikru Osam, Mikroi Kodesh, Elei Moadai. Oh, I want you to allow all of Bnei Yisrael to participate in the Elohim Moadai. And therefore, Aseyat HaMoadot, make these Moadim in a way that everyone will have an opportunity to take part in them. And this way, if you're going to lock Lakewood out of the Korban Pesach, they won't be able to participate. Omrim Shmuel Bar Nachman, but that's only if by adding the extra month, that by the time Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes along, by adding the extra month, they're going to be at Nahar Prat. And that way they would be able to get to the Beis HaMikdash in time. We had the sugya before, remember how many days it takes. And we talked about the 15 days and where we're machmir. Are we machmir to give the full 15 days? Do we allow less time? Remember Benogea, the Rav Yehuda earlier? Okay, so over here, since it would take from the furthest regions of Nahar Prat to get to Yerushalayim 15 days, if they're not even going to be able to get there, there's no point in our giving them another month, because they're still not going to get there in time. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha and Rabbi Ami, Rishayim Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, so this was the quote ultimately, is from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, said that if Kitshu v'acharkach nimtzu ha'edim zomimim arezim ha'kodesh. The amazing thing is that if on the basis of making it Rosh Chodesh, it turned out that the Edim that said that they saw the new moon, they weren't even around in that place. They were zomimim. So then that means we were completely misled. So nonetheless, it makes no difference. Hareze mikudash. Anyway, despite the fact that we based it on something that was turned out to be a lie, because remember, zomimim is considered to be, we always believe, the second pair of Edim that say you weren't there. So the question is, where did this come from? So Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yehuda, he gets up and he asks Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi, did you actually, you were mekabel that halacha, that Rosh Chodesh is chal, even in the event that the bezin was misled, mamish by Edim zaymimim? Were you mekabel that as halacha from your father? Achamat min avuchat amilsa, Amalei Kain. Yes, absolutely. And in fact, as Rabbi Abba quoted Rabbi Yochanan, Ein midaktakin, when it comes to the question of the kashrus of Edim for Rosh Chodesh, we push it are not midaktik about the kashrus of those Edim. So this is the way the Rambam brings the halacha, din teira, she'ein midaktakin be'edis hachodesh. What does that mean? She'afilu kitra sachodesh al pi Edim, v'nimtzu zaymimim be'edizu, harezu mikudash. And how is this nogea, ein midaktakin? Because Lafi Chayu Barishana, continues the Rambam, Mekablim Edut HaChodesh Mikol Adam Yisrael, Shekol Yisrael Becheskas Kashrus, Achi Vadalacha Shezeh Pasul. So initially, somebody walks into Beis Din. We have no idea who he is. We have no character witnesses. He might be a complete phony and wants to be the one who wins the Edus of the Month awards, and we put his picture in the paper. This is the guy that saw the new moon. You know, it's better than winning the lottery. So maybe he's a phony. No, we assume that Kol Yisroel Becheskas Kashrus. That's what Ein Medaktik Im Edus HaChodesh means. Then, as the Gemara says, Misha Kilkalu Baitusia. So then the meaning used to Bedavka want to mess up Kiddush HaChodesh. Why? Because that way they could get Mimochrot HaShabbat to work out that the Pesach should be Mimochrot HaShabbat, and things would work out according to them, that the Omer should be then based on their phony month. So they would try to fool us. And therefore, we made a takana that nowadays we will not be Mekabel Edus until we have witnesses that know who they are and can identify them as kosher, and we actually put them through hell with Drisha for Chakira to see if they're lying to us. But that's not me, Iker Dintera. That is as a step kineged these mini. But in terms of the actual halacha, even if it was a mistake, it would be okay. Now, the question is, how do we explain our Mishnah on taking all of this in consideration? So the Mishnah said that if the butcher gave out the meat on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and then it turned out that the first day of Rosh Hashanah was not really the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It was the last day of Shemitah. You know, it says in the Mishnah that we cancel the credit on the meat, and you don't have to pay for the meat because we were mevatalet. But I thought we don't cancel credit. We only cancel loans. So Reb Lezer pointed out, well, obviously this is going a libid Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda said that the moment that there would be an additional charge, and that must be what the Mishnah is talking about, that the butcher gave out the meat, which created the charge on your account for that meat, and then you asked him to throw in a bottle of mustard, so now you owe also for the mustard, and therefore you were mevatel, the credit, the previous credit, turns into a loan, according to Reb Yehuda. That's the equivalent of Zarkav Alav B'Milvus we discussed. That's the only way to understand the Mishnah, says the Gemara, but even that doesn't help you understand the Mishnah, because you're not Ro'u L'Tovo B'Rosh Chodesh, are you? Can you take the guy to court? Can you demand money from him even on Rosh Hashanah? No. What? Why not? Because it's an Isra of Ladaber Davar, right? Now, since the whole halacha of Shemitah is tied to the lav of Shemitah, so the Zed Var HaShemitah, Shamot Ko Ba'alei Mashay, Lo Yigoset Re'eu Vetachiv, as we saw before, this creates a hekesh between Shamot and Lo Yigos, and therefore you would be chayev only to be mate yad the shmot ko mashe yado, only if it would be the type of loan that you would be able to be gos. But if you're not able to be gos, so then there's no din of Shemitah. Well, this is an example of precisely that situation. You cannot be toveyahim on Rosh Hashanah, can you? And therefore there should be no din of shmot, because there's no din of lo yigos. So it still doesn't work out. Says Rebba B'Shem Rebbe Zira, as we said before, B'kivan shu ra'ui l'ha'amino, ra'ui l'tov'o. The very fact that it's in your eyes fine to give him additional credit, by the same token, it means that for all intents and purposes, the emuna itself constitutes a need for him to pay. And therefore, since it's Roy Latovo at afterwards, it would be the equivalent of his actually being in a position at this point to owe money on that loan. So when you gave him that mustard as the butcher, you converted, even though you weren't able to demand the money, you converted it into a loan. And by the same token, the Shemitah was Chal on that lawn. We were talking about the din, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we automatically transfer a previous charge as the equivalent of Zakah Falaf Kemilva. It's now become an old charge is new. And now it's as if it was turned into a debt instead of a credit. And if that's the case, then when it was Rosh Hashanah, we wanted to understand how taking that extra mustard from the butcher would actually turn the money that was owed for the meat that you had taken in that strange case where the day turned into a second, turned out that the second day was Rosh Hashanah, and the first day was the last day of Shemitah, and therefore the loan was canceled because it was the last minute of Shemitah that canceled the loan. So we understood that that would only happen, of course, if you added a charge of mustard. But the problem is that you can't do that on Yontif. And what we understood was that the equivalence of trust is the same thing as a credit card. In other words, since it's the lotion of the Gemara is beautiful, if it's ra'ui laha'amino, then it's ra'ui latov'o. So since over here the entire interrelationship is based on the trust that you're going to pay me for it, so then it's basically the classic Reb Yehuda case, adding an additional charge on a current credit account. Okay, that was the last thing that we learned. Now, we begin today another question, which is called, if Mr. Gavi will start writing, which is called Matne al Mashe Katuv Batorah. So this is the shaila of somebody makes a t'nai that whatever the Torah said about something should not obtain between us. So our normal halacha is that matna amashe katuv b'Torah t'na'o batel. But the question is, if you're dealing with a t'nai b'mamon, we have another rule where the klal says kol t'nai shebimamon kayam, that any type of arrangement that people make between them that is affecting money, that is an actual t'nai that's up to them. So then the question is, can you make a condition that, look, I'm going to make this loan to you, but it's on condition that we've both agreed that Shvius is not going to cancel this loan? So that on the surface appears to be a masal mashe katuv b'Torah. Now, there's two different girsaot over here, and they make a massive difference about whether there's a machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi about this halacha. The way that we have the Gemara, it says like this. Rabbi Yossi bar Ribon says that Hamalva et chaviro amenat shelo teshamtenu shviit ein hashviit mishamateto. So if he says that shviit should not be effective between us and it won't cancel the loan, then indeed shviit does not cancel the loan. Now the big problem is that in the Bavli, it says that only in the event that you say, except that in the Bavli, it's quoted from Shmuel and not from Rav, so it might be a machlokas. But what Shmuel said is the same thing, but with a very important difference. Almanat shalot shamteni bishviet, instead of almanat shalot shamteno shmias. So if you say, I'm giving you this loan, but on condition that shvias is not going to cancel this loan during shvias, I'm not saying that Shvius doesn't cancel loans. Of course it does. I'm simply making an arrangement with you that you will not utilize Shvius not to pay me back. That's all. And that's personal to Naisha B'Mamon. That will work. But the Lashon in our Gemara, it says Beferish in Makas that that does not work. And if you would say, I'm not sure Lotish Amteni Shvius, then it doesn't work. So this would mean, if we take our Gemara as being the correct Yirsa, that there's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, about whether there's a difference between Teshamteni Bashviit or it's said Lo Teshamteni Shviit, where over there it's focusing on the mechanism itself, which you don't have a right to do, to cancel, make Tanaim on the Diraisa, you see? And the truth is that the Yerushalmi has different Yirsot in different prints of the Yerushalmi. So sometimes it says Einar Shvit Misham Tato, like our version has, and sometimes it was printed as saying, nonetheless, Hashvit Kain Misham Tato. I mean, it doesn't say Kain, it just says Hashvit Misham Tato. Okay, so it might be a machlokas, the Bavli Yerushalmi, or it might be a machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. So in any event, the Gemara asks from the Mishnah in Makkos. Now, you remember the Mishnah in Makkos, which gives, there's a whole list of Mishnayos, which talk about situations that are clearly monetary, but they're not measured in the monetary surface amounts that are given. So, for instance, we've got a case of Edim Zomimim, who claim that the guy was lent $1,000 for 30 days. And he's claiming that he was lent $1,000 for 10 years. So is the argument over there if we find out that those 30-day Edim are Edim Zomimim? So they say, well, you know, we weren't mazik him in the, not to the tune of $10,000. So, I mean, he actually owed the guy $10,000. We just said that he owed it earlier. So what's the damage? How do we assess the damage? We estimate what a person would be willing to give to have a loan for 10 years as opposed what he would be willing to give to have that same amount of money for 30 days. And that would be what they have to pay. Now, let's look at that Mishnah. Vatanina. What we do is we measure benotni mikan vatshloshim yom u benotni mikan viad esashanim. How much more would you pay to have a long-term loan? That's what you paid. That's crazy. There's no such thing as a loan for 10 years, is there? Because if you make a loan for 10 years, isn't Shvius going to cancel the loan? And therefore, they should have to pay. If they would actually say it was 30 days and it was really for 10 years, they should have to pay everything. Because if it was for 10 years, he wouldn't have had to pay a penny. At the end of 10 years, Shvius would have been Mishami the loan. So if Rav was saying, if it wasn't so, and Shvius would always cancel, even if you made it tonight, then the Mishnah will never have an application. Omer Rabbi Huna, no, that's not true. There are plenty of applications, even if you cannot say the solution is that he made it tonight. Maybe it could be talking about a case where the loan was made on a mashkan. And remember we said before that if a loan is made on a mashken or on an apotike miforash, that it's considered as if it's already collected? Okay, so maybe that's what it's talking about. Another one said it's talking about a case where it was already covered by a prusbel, and therefore the shvius wouldn't have been canceling it. Okay, so therefore this is not necessarily have anything to do with our case. Tony. Now, we have a very weird statement which says, 30 days, he will not show up. What in the world? Who? Is this the Joker? A monster? Who will not show up? What is this supposed to mean? 30 days, he will not come. Ma'oshloshim yom lo itai. What does that mean? So Shmuel says what it means is that when you make a loan without saying how long the loan is for, you do not have a right to be toveya for 30 days. Because a loan, unless you say otherwise, is a minimum of 30 days. You can't say, hey, where's the money I lent you? What are you talking about? You lent me the money only 2 weeks ago. I don't owe you that money till the end of the month. Fine. Now, what would be the basis of such an assertion? So I'll review it. So Rabbi Yehuda got up, v'omar taima. He says, this is merumas in the pasuk. Take a look at the strange pasuk. Korva shnat hasheva, shnat hashmita. Be very careful not to say to yourself a davar b'liyal. What is that? Well, the seventh year is coming, the year of shmita. I'm not going to give you a loan. Now, what do you mean the seventh year is coming, the year of Shemitah? Well, obviously, but the seventh year is the year of Shemitah. I mean, why are we making it so dramatic? The seventh year is coming. Just say, Shemitah is coming, and I don't want to make you a loan and lose my money. Isn't that the same thing? Lo hishnat hasheva, velo hishnat hashmita. Last I heard, it's the same thing. So why would the Torah repeat these dramatic words, Karva Shnat HaSheva, Shnat HaShmita? Oh, that is a beautiful diak. Because remember that oftentimes we hold that Shloshim Yom Bashana are considered to be a Shana. And therefore, what it's referring to over here is that there are two different issues in the Shnat HaSheva. And what it's telling a person who was asked to give a loan is, listen, don't be so smart to think to yourself, well, if I give this guy a loan and it's 30 days before Shemitah and I'm not allowed to demand my money back for 30 days before Shemitah, and then the first day I am allowed to get my money back, it'll already be post-Shemitah and Shemitah will have canceled my loan, I am not going to give you any money. And therefore, the pasuk speaks out, listen, smart aleck, that is not an excuse not to lend a person money. You have to figure out what to do, but get him that money. Okay, so, you know, we have ways of figuring out what to do. We can be Moses Tarosa Lebezdin. We can make it tonight Shalot Teshbeteno, if you hold what Rav was saying, and so on and so forth. But the point is that the reason that the Torah needed to say, Lefum Kach Tzorich Mima, the reason that the Torah needed to say these two things is that there's a concept called Shnat HaSheva, and there's another concept called a Shnat HaShmita. And that means that every loan for 30 days has its own Shmita attached to it. What's that? For 30 days, you can't go ahead and be Toveya the loan. But I lent him money, he owes me money. Well, too bad. Just like in Shmita, you can't get your money back. So too, for 30 days, you can't get your money back. Obviously, you can make it tonight to make the loan for as long as you want. We're only talking about Stam Halva. But meanwhile, it's telling us that a Stam Halva is for Shloshim Yom. Because otherwise, why would we repeat the idea of another Shnat HaSheva besides the Shnat HaShmita, you see? So there must be a different Shnat HaShmita besides the Shnat HaSheva, which is the 30 days in a year is called a year. That's just in terms of the reference of calling it a year, a Shnat HaShmita, but any time at all, 30 days is the equivalent of Shmita. You can't get it back. And therefore, it's talking to you, the lender, not to make that cheshbon. Okay, this concludes Pei Beit, and Bezras Hashem will talk about how this relates to the issue of the relationship between Lo Yigos and Shamet and the Tanai, that I will not demand payment. Okay, to be discussed, Bezrat Hashem, for Zocha to have a calm morning tomorrow and be able to meet, that would be lovely. It would be even lovelier if there's some background music for the end of some of our enemies. Why some of our enemies? That's ridiculous. For the end of all of our enemies. Thank you. Okay, everyone. Once you're mispalel, you got to go all the way. I mean, that was the whole secret of Osniel ben Kenaz, right? It's all the way. That includes no headaches.
The next day, don't mizrach
nusach. Exactly. Perfect. Kol tov, everyone. Besorot tovot. Yishuot. Echamat.